crack a cold one. We're back.
Grab a beer! Grab a stein! Cause it's time for Podcast World! Why?
Hello, hello. Needless to say, it has been a while since we have been hanging out here on Pubcast Worldwide. Welcome back. It's good to have you here. We're going to be going over a few things today as we roll back into the show. But first and foremost, we need to crack a beer. So, well, actually, I should say we need to talk about the beer I just drank. Got a little one from some of my recent travels. The Plain of the Po, a double dry hopped IPA, a hazy IPA. From Milan, Italy, Crack Brewing. Actually, I don't know if it's Milan specifically, but man, 5.2%. Awesome way to start. For those of you watching the video, here's a little snapshot of what that looks like. Hope you can see that. But man, this thing goes head-to-head with any U.S. beer that I would have tried. Honestly, it was interesting how I stumbled upon this beverage as I was in Milan, finishing up one of my recent Europe trips, which we'll talk about more in a second and how the podcast has something to do with that, stumbled upon this bottle shop called Birre Buona Birra. I believe that's how you say it, which in Italian means drink good beer. Pretty cool spot. Got to talking to the owner of that place that actually knows some of the folks in the U.S. beer scene, specifically Liberati Brewing over in Denver, Colorado. Great Eno Brewing that does kind of wine beer fusions that you should definitely check out if you're in the Denver area. But nevertheless, that's what I was drinking before I hit record. But what we are drinking now is one of my favorites, a Cool Runoffs Double IPA from Alvarado Street Brewing, also one of my personal favorite breweries here in Northern California. So let's crack that. I don't know if you can hear that on here, but we will get that poured to properly start the interview, because you always got to have a beer as we get into Pubcast Worldwide, even when we're recording solo. All right. Well, as I'm pouring this, I got to give you the three quick things you can expect from today's episode. First and foremost, we're going to be talking about where we've been here on the Pubcast lately. It's been about 6 months since we've published our last episode, but we've been keeping busy. So the first thing is I'm going to give you an overview on what we've been up to during this time off. Second thing we're going to go through is, as we're recording this here in April 2020, we are right in the middle of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to be talking about ways that you can support the craft beer industry, even during these crazy times. Then finally, we're going to talk about what you can expect from the Pubcast moving forward. There are going to be some slight tweaks to what we do, but I think you're going to enjoy all of them. So now that we have this beautiful, hazy, juicy, double IPA, Cool Runoffs from Alvarado Street Brewing, show you that can. It is a beer that is inspired by the movie Cool Runnings, a personal favorite of mine. And I want to say, it's got some Amarillo hops in it, and I think it's El Dorado. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I'll be enjoying as we go through this episode today. So, without further ado, let me take a sip, and then let me tell you where in the world Pubcast Worldwide has been. Well, first of all, I should say any resources mentioned in this episode, you can go to pubcastworldwide.com/coronavirus to find those. That's going to have links to all the ways you can support the craft beer industry. But anyway, that's coming later. Let's talk about where the Pubcast has been. In the past, let's say 6 months, we have been to Montreal, the Great American Beer Festival, as well as across Europe, spots like Poland, as well as Romania. And you can expect episodes from all those locations coming up. I was actually doing a Europe trip. That's where I got that Italian beer from Crack Brewing, and also stumbled upon some amazing breweries in places I didn't quite necessarily expect. You know, Poland, famous for Baltic porters. They've been doing some really creative things there in a very short period of time. And Romania, went to this awesome brewery called Oriel Beer that's only doing Belgian-style beer. So, you know, you kind of have some assumptions of what beer might be like in different parts of the world. And in this case, I was always blown away by how much influence and how much they are taking from other spots in the world that I didn't necessarily expect to be borrowing from. Like, seriously, Romania, Belgian-style beer, that didn't seem to be the connection I was expecting when I got there. So, plenty of new episodes coming your way here on Pubcast Worldwide. The other thing that I've been up to during this time is starting a second podcast. As some of you know, I also work in the manufacturing industry, and I run a show called Manufacturing Happy Hour. While this is more of a technical-based show, there's still a beer element to it. I'm often drinking with my guests on that show. But that has been launched from a video series into a podcast, and that was taking up a lot of my time over this past winter and this, these past spring weeks as we get into the warmer parts of the year. In fact, some of those episodes that have been on Pubcast Worldwide in the past, like episode 31 with Z Holly, you can actually find over at that show, because we have talked to some entrepreneurial, tech-centric individuals here before, so that was a nice fit for Manufacturing Happy Hour. But since that probably doesn't fit what most of you are looking for out of a craft beer show, let's dive into the second thing for this episode, which is going over ways you can support the craft beer industry during these wild times. So there's no surprise that the craft beer industry is one of the hardest hit industries by this current pandemic. I've seen articles saying as many as like 50% of breweries could close as a result of this. Don't quote me on that. It's a little early to speculate. But nevertheless, breweries need help. And I'm going to go over three ways that you can support the craft brewing industry during this crazy time. The first is there's actually a collaborative beer that has been released on the market that was spearheaded by Other Half Brewing out of New York that a bunch of other breweries got on board with. Some of you might remember 2 years ago, or maybe it's even less than 2 years ago. I can't even remember when it was at this point. There's just been so much going on. But when the campfires were taking place in Northern California, Sierra Nevada started a campaign where they released a beer recipe, and a bunch of breweries signed on to brew that same beer and donate a portion of proceeds to fire relief. I think that campaign raised over $15 million worth of relief funds. And this is going to be something similar. What the beer altogether is all about is that it is focused around hospitality worker relief. So let me bring up the exact quote that I found here from a letter that the folks over at Other Half had written. Their note around Altogether stated that Altogether is a worldwide, open-ended beer collaboration created to raise support for the industry we love so much. It's an effort to raise awareness and provide relief, even in the smallest way, to those who are struggling. We're inviting any brewer from any corner of the planet to participate. The recipe is open source, the artwork is public, and the name is yours to use. The goal is to provide you with the tools to make the beer at the lowest possible cost. We ask that a portion of proceeds go to supporting hospitality professionals in your community. The rest should go to keeping you in business to weather this storm. So very much a way to not only keep the breweries afloat, but keep the folks that are working for these breweries doing well and surviving during these crazy times, especially when a lot of them have had hours cut. That is the first resource. Look for Altogether, because there are 661 breweries in 41 different states and 43 different countries that are brewing this beer. And as this is getting released in late April, a lot of those cans are starting to hit the shelves as well. So keep an eye out for that. You can go to altogether.beer to find out who is carrying it and learn more about the campaign. I would also like to say and reiterate again, any resource mentioned, you can go to pubcastworldwide.com/coronavirus to access all these different ways that you can help the craft beer industry at this time. The second thing I'll bring up is craftbeer.com has released a nationwide list of to-go beer options. The reality is we're obviously not drinking beers in breweries and bars right now, but there are ways you can still get your cans to go, either through curbside pickup or through some of these bottle shops that are still open, beer bars that are still open that are carrying them. Go to that list and you'll be able to find out what beers are still being brewed, who's doing these delivery options, and where to get them as well. That's the second resource, so that way you can still enjoy craft beer at home. The final thing I'm going to bring up is a relief fund started by the Brewers Association, as well as, let me check my notes here, thebottleshare.org. Now, this group, Bottle Share, has been around for about 2 years, and their main objective is to provide relief funds to those impacted by things outside of the beer industry, but help the people that are working in there. So whether that's trying to think of a good example for it, just putting food on the table, helping really with any adversity experienced by beer industry employees in their daily lives. What they're doing right now is they have put together a $1 million GoFundMe campaign. In fact, I'm talking so much, let me take a drink here. A $1 million GoFundMe campaign to raise relief funds in a campaign called Believe in Beer. Now, what this is going to do, this is going to provide grant money to breweries that urgently need it to stay in business. There's an application process for it that breweries across the country in the United States can apply for. And this is meant to keep breweries afloat that are currently struggling. It's going to try to prioritize those that have the most immediate need. So those are three resources you can look for. Again, you can go to pubcastworldwide.com/coronavirus to look these up, understand how you can support this GoFundMe, find the breweries that are carrying the beers you love, and then finally, understand where you can get all together beer. So three great ways to support your local breweries. I will add one bonus resource, and that is something that I'm doing personally. I have been, the two biggest trends of quarantine so far have been Tiger King as well as Zoom calls. We've probably been on Zoom happy hours. We've been in Zoom meetings nonstop. And by now we've all watched the hit show Tiger King, and we know more about big cats than we've ever dreamed of. Well, I got the idea because I happened to have a full-on Joe Exotic costume ready to go to show up to some Zoom calls dressed as Joe Exotic. You throw on a fake mustache, you put on your cowboy hat, you grab your guitar, and you play a little I Saw the Tiger, Joe Exotic's hit song. Anyway, I turned that into a Craigslist, and I also turned that into a GoFundMe campaign where I am Zoom bombing calls at law firms, 40th birthday parties, you name it, software companies. No company or school, quite frankly, is out of the question for doing this. But for $100, I've been jumping on, doing a little act at the start of the call, and then donating that to hospitality worker relief as well via the James Beard Foundation and the Brewers Association. So I'll have a link to that in my resources as well, but maybe focus on the other three first before you dive into that one. But if you need a morale boost for your company and you also want to support these organizations, this is another way to do it. I'm donating all of those funds to hospitality industry worker relief. All right, we're on to our third point. Going to grab one more sip here before we dive into what the pubcast is going to look like moving forward. Gosh, that cool runoffs is so good. I can't get enough of that beer. It's a shame that this is the last one I have in the fridge, but I am fully stocked right now. I've been hitting up my bottle shops like it's my job, but I'm getting off topic right now. So what can you expect from the pubcast moving forward? Well, you know, we've always been a show that's interviewed interesting people over drinks at the best bars and breweries around the world. That's going to be the same, but you're going to see a bit more of a beverage and craft beer focus to this. We've had some random guests, I'll say, that don't necessarily know a lot about craft beer. I think we'll still feature them from time to time. But this is really going to turn into more of a resource for drinking around the world. Not only will the podcasts be focused more around beer, but we'll be doing blog posts as well. As an example, in my recent travels around Poland, I found that mulled beer is a thing, hot beer with cinnamon. We all know about mulled wine, but I did not know mulled beer was a thing. It is worth trying once. It wasn't my personal favorite thing, but, you know, on a cold night in Central Eastern Europe, that just hit the spot. So look for that on the blog. Look for more beer resources in our episodes, just like this one. Before we wrap up, what I want to say is go to, if you're enjoying the show, if you're happy we're back, go to pubcastworldwide.com/iTunes to leave a rating and review for this show. It helps get us back on the map. It's feedback that helps me do better episodes, understand what you're looking for. Would love it if we saw you there. But in the meantime, for this episode, check out pubcastworldwide.com/coronavirus for all the resources that you need to continue supporting the craft beer industry in these wild times. And that's it for this week. We've got interviews coming from across the world, whether that's Canada, Europe, or the U.S. coming up for you. In the meantime, stay thirsty. We'll catch you again next time here on PubCast Worldwide. Cheers.